The University of Western Australia has conducted some successful tests of a shark shield, which is a deterrent. It works by sending out low-frequency electrical fields, working for divers, fishers, swimmers and surfers. It retails, I think, for around $700 to $900. To tell us more about the study is UWA lead researcher Dr. Ryan Kempster, and I'm pleased to say Dr. Kempster is on the line. Hi.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Successful tests. What did you find?
Yeah, so in our research, we found that the shark shield effectively deterred white sharks by an average distance of about 1.3 metres.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the sharks becoming more tolerant to the electric field over time, it was still able to effectively keep them at bay throughout the entire duration that they were present around the device until the point at which that they would just leave the area completely.
And were these studies consistent? Was this working every time that the shark shield came in contact with a great white shark?
Yeah, so what we found, upon their first approach, the device was able to deter every shark that approached it. So effectively 100% success rate upon first approach. But then, as I said, as the sharks would come around each time, mm-hmm. they would become slightly more tolerant to the device. And so we found that one individual, just one shark, upon its fifth encounter with the device, did actually then bump the rig in which we had the device fitted to. But then after this, he then left the area. And so despite him actually interacting on that occasion, it was certainly a reduced interaction compared to, say, the control treatment where we had an inactive shark shield upon which they would interact with the rig first time that they came across it.
Why don't sharks like the electric fields?
Well, so sharks are equipped with an electrosensory system, which is a very sensitive system to detect electric fields in their environment. The shark shield gives out a much stronger electric field than they would ever experience in their environment. So first and foremost, they're detecting this field via that system. But as they actually get closer, it goes a little beyond that, to the point at which it's actually affecting them physically. So they're actually feeling a kind of muscle spasm. And in fact, if you ask people who have used the device, they would agree that you can actually feel it yourself. You can actually feel it in your muscles, this slight twitch to your muscles when the electric field is being emitted.
So how does it work? Do you put this on your foot, on your surfboard? Are there different types of shark shields? How do they work?
Yeah, so the device that we tested was the Shark Shield Freedom 7. And this is essentially a 2-meter-long rope that attaches to your ankle and then hangs behind you in the water.
Mm-hmm.
At either end of this rope are electrodes. And when these come into contact with seawater, this completes an electrical circuit, which then creates an electric field around the user. There are other devices that Shark Shield produce, but these were not the subject of our testing.
And where were these particular studies conducted?
So all of our research into this, specifically with the shark shield and white sharks, has been done in Mossel Bay in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We did first attempt to do this in Australia, but despite what you hear from the media, we actually had a lot of trouble finding white sharks.
So then they're not as frequently visiting our coast.
It would certainly seem so from the research that we've been doing. We certainly had no problem accessing tiger sharks, reef sharks, hammerheads, things like that, but we really had trouble finding enough white sharks to give us enough data to successfully complete the project. And so that's why we ended up heading over to South Africa, where there's a much more dense, reliable population of white sharks.
Was this around Cape Town?
So it's a little bit eastward of Cape mm-hmm. Town, but not too far away, yeah.
Okay. Now, some surfers might argue that the electrical fields can entice sharks. Did that show up in your research at all, or is that more of a myth?
So this is actually a question that we asked in conducting this research, and we found no evidence at all that the shark shield specifically, or electric fields in general, would attract sharks from the kind of distances that people are talking about. In fact, in our research, we had a control device, which was an inactive shark shield, and an active device, which was the shark shield switched on. And so we would have expected sharks to turn up sooner in our active trials, which shows that they were being attracted from a greater distance, and this was just not the case at all. There was no difference between the trials.
So how does the shark shield rank compared to other, say, shark deterrent devices?
Well, we've tested a number of devices and a number of novel approaches to shark mitigation, which are currently the subject of publication. But based on the research that we've done, the Shark Shield has come off as the most effective device that we've tested. There are certainly a number of other devices that are currently on the market and are even entering the market at the moment that we would be very interested to test, because the problem we have here is it's not only a case of do these devices work and are they effectively deterring sharks, but we may actually find that some of these devices, not only are they not deterring sharks, but they may in fact attract sharks. And so without proper testing, we're just not really going to know.
Yeah, and certainly a very controversial issue. So while they're deterring sharks and they're effective, could you marry up those two statements and say that it is reducing risk, or is that going too far?
I would absolutely say, I mean, in terms of shark-related incidents, your risk is extremely low already. But the fact is, based on this research, if you were to use this device, it would absolutely reduce your risk even further. Obviously, like I say, the risk is very minor already. But, you know, if you feel the need, if you feel like you need extra protection, then this device would absolutely give you that.
Dr. Ryan Kempster, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
That is Dr. Ryan Kempster there from the University of Western Australia Oceans Institute Research Associate.